in the book of John, chapter 14 and verse 16, Jesus said to his disciples, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither can know him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. Jesus told his disciples that he would not leave them comfortless, but he would come to them. Neither would Jesus leave his disciples without a teacher, without a guide, without a leader. The Holy Spirit is the teacher, just like Jesus was. Jesus taught his disciples while he was with them, and now that he has gone away into heaven, he sent the Holy Ghost to continue to teach his disciples and to lead them into all truth and to bring to their remembrance all things that Jesus had told them. We find that Jesus referred to the Holy Spirit as a comforter, as a teacher, a guide, a leader, which would lead them into all truth. There's another translation of this word, paraclete. We know that the word comforter comes from the word paraclete, but there's another translation, which is advocate. Have you ever thought how the Holy Spirit can be said to be an advocate? We know that Jesus Christ is called the Wonderful, the Counselor, the Mighty God, and that he is an advocate with the Father for us. So how can the Holy Spirit be said to be an advocate? He is an advocate on earth to plead against the enemies of the cross. How was it that Paul could so ably stand before Felix and Agrippa? How was it that the apostle stood before the magistrates fearlessly and confessed that Jesus was their Lord? How has it come to pass that in all times, ever since the apostles, God's ministers have been made fearless as lions? It was simply for this reason, that it was not the man who stood and spoke on behalf of God, but it was God the Holy Ghost speaking through him. Besides this, the Holy Ghost is an advocate in the hearts of people. I have known men who have rejected the gospel until the Holy Spirit began to illuminate their hearts. Let me speak to you today. Has not God in times past convinced you of sin? Did not the Holy Ghost come and prove that you were guilty? Although no minister could get you out of your self-righteousness, did not the Holy Spirit advocate God's righteousness? Did he not stand and tell you that your righteousness was as filthy rags? There is another sense in which the Holy Ghost advocates, and that is, he advocates our cause with Jesus Christ with groanings that cannot be uttered. There is within the hearts of believers a groaning which cannot be uttered. Do you know who can understand those groanings and who can put it in a heavenly language? It is God, the Holy Ghost. He advocates our cause with Christ, and Christ advocates it to his Father. He is the advocate who makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. The Holy Spirit is always with us with the words that we need. His words are music. He knows the password of the doors of my heart. His is the voice of love. It speaks a language which is its own, which none can mimic. Wisdom cannot imitate it. Preaching cannot obtain unto it. It is love alone which can reach the mourning hearts. Love is the only handkerchief which can wipe away the weeping tears. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.